Good morning, this is John Alls from Independence Baptist Church. We want to welcome you back this morning. It's hard to believe that another year has already went by, and we're already sitting here in the year 2008. Time flies by, and I don't know where it goes. But the Bible tells us that life is but a vapor that appears for a short time and then passes away. The Lord has blessed us with another year, but that's going to lead us into the topic for this month. This month what we want to do is share with you a message that Brother Jim Duke preached at Independence Baptist Church. The title for this message is, Do You Have Another Year? Now, we have not been guaranteed that we do, and the question would be, are you saved? Now, if you're not saved, you need to be seeking the Lord, because you have no guarantee of another year. Not only do you not have a guarantee of another year, you don't have a guarantee of tomorrow. And you need to be seeking the Lord, and you need to go to Him and repent of your sins, and you need to ask the Lord to save your soul, because you may not be here tomorrow. We have been blessed with another year. We just celebrated this new year, but we have no guarantee we will celebrate another one. And this needs to be something that's on your mind if you're lost. Now, if you're saved, this needs to be on your mind as well. Do you have another year? We did just celebrate a new year, but whether you're lost or saved, we don't have a guarantee that we have another one. And if we're saved, we need to be following Him. We need to be doing what He's led us to do. And if we're not, then we need to get ourselves right. If you're lost or if you're saved, it doesn't matter either one. You have no guarantee that you'll be here tomorrow. So this is a very, very important question for everyone. Do you have another year? You need to seek the Lord and do what it is that He has for you to do. And you need to do it today. You need to do it now. So let's join Brother Jim as he asks this question, Do you have another year?
Turn your Bibles, if you will, to Luke chapter 13. Luke chapter 13, verse number 1, as we consider the message this morning, Do you have another year? Do you have another year? But we're thankful when we have a birthday, and the Lord gives us another year of life. That is a blessing from Him. Do you have another year? Let's read here in Luke chapter 13, verse number 1. There were present at that season some that told Him, that is Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ, of the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus answering said unto them, Suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans, because they suffered such things? I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Or those 18 upon whom the tower in Siloam fell and slew them, think ye that they were sinners above all men that dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Let's pray. Dear Father, we thank you for this time that we can come to meet with your people here in the house that you've put us in this church, Lord, and help us that we might worship you together here. We thank you for the building and the place that you've given us to assemble to meet together, Father, and we pray that you'd help us to worship you in a way that you would be pleased with, the Lord, that the Lord Jesus Christ and your holy name would be lifted up and praised. And Lord, that we might see Jesus Christ, each and every one of us, we that are saved, that we might be strengthened and encouraged in you. Lord, where we need rebuked and corrected, Lord, that we might see the error of our way and repent of it and get it right with you and follow you well. For those that are here today and not saved, Father, that you would touch them and show them their great need. Lord, that they need Jesus Christ, that they need to repent and believe and trust in Him. Help now and speak through me. Take me out of the way. And Lord, just help us with your word this morning, we pray. We ask it all in the Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Here we have the Lord Jesus Christ, and He's there. And there's those, it seems as if, I've got a little note here that I put here in my Bible. Maybe the Jerusalem Herald had the headline about those Galileans that were there somewhere. Galilee, Jerusalem being in Judea. Right, that region of Judea. And here, the Lord Jesus Christ, these folks come to Him and they say, there were some in verse number 1 that told Him of the Galileans, these folks that are from the territory up north in Galilee, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And there's a hint there about where something had taken place. Who had the jurisdiction of Galilee? It was Herod, wasn't it? Remember, it was Herod. The Lord Jesus Christ was taken over to Herod after he'd been to Pilate. And they had been made friends that day because they had been in enmity. Evidently, these Galileans were down in the region of Judea. Who's responsible for that region? Pilate. Pilate is responsible for that region. And evidently, these folks, they had caused insurrection, or there had been something that had happened. We're not told how it is that it came about. Maybe they were innocent. Maybe they were just there, somewhere there in the region, offering sacrifices or whatever. Maybe they were heathen in their practice. Maybe they were Jews there, and there was some tumult in the city, and it led there to be at the temple, and they were there. We don't know. We don't know what the occasion is, but we know that there were some Galileans. We know that they were offering sacrifices, and we know that Pilate engaged them, and they were killed, and their blood was shed there at the time that they were offering sacrifices. For whatever reason, whatever it is, and the people, it seems as if they bring that to the Lord and they say, look at that, Lord. What is it about that? Why is that so? Or they're saying, as we get the connotation here as we read, they say, boy, they must have really, really been bad for that terrible thing to happen to them. Be there in the midst of their worship. We don't know what it is. And Pilate comes on them and kills them. They say to him, there were some at that season that told him of the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. Verse number 2, Jesus answering said unto them, suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans because they suffered such things? The Lord knowing the thought of the heart, the Lord knowing the thought of these people as they came to him and brought this question, he knowing the motive and what they're getting at, and he answers them and says, do you think that these folks that died this way, do you think that they were worse sinners than all the folks out of Galilee? Is that what you're getting at? Is that what you're thinking? Is that the motivation? We know from other scriptures in there in John, as we've made mention before, and you're familiar with it, the man that was there that was born blind, and the disciples say, Lord, who did sin? This man or his parents? The idea then is today, if something bad is happening, something hard on the flesh, something hard on the body, the murmuring starts to say, well, man, I wonder what they did wrong. Let's wonder what's going on with them. And we know there's the principle of reap and sow that is true. Someone sows to the illicitness and life of drugs and that. They may be damaged and bear that in their body the rest of their life, as an example. Or be promiscuous and engage in all kinds of fornication and the disease and that comes from those things and bear that in their body. There is a thing of reaping and sowing. But it's not always the case when things that are terrible and swift and hard and bad come along. But there's something about those people that maybe they're worse than we are. The Lord, knowing that thought and knowing the idea that was there, and that it seems that was something that was told by the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the leadership and the Jews. You know, they said to the man that came that the Lord healed, and the Lord didn't know who he was. And they said, what did he do to you? And the man told them. And they came and called there was that same occasion. They called his parents and they said, was he born blind? Said, yeah, we know he's our son. We know he's born blind. After that, we don't know nothing else. And the man said to him, will you believe it if I told you again? They press him again. And he says, here's a one marvelous thing. You tell us you know everything about everything good and right going on. Here's a man that has healed me from my blindness, born blind. It's never been done before, and you don't know who he is and where he's from. And they say to him, thou wast altogether born in sins, and dost thou teach us? See, there's a class thing there, a class envy going on there, the us's and the them's. We're better. And because your folks are poor, your folks are nothing, they have no esteem, no position, no place, you yourself were born blind, there's got to be something wrong. You see what I'm getting at? There's that thing that's there, and the Lord knows that. The Lord knows that thought. It's nigh unto superstitious, isn't it? It's nigh unto superstition. And the Lord answers them and says in verse number 2, and Jesus answering said unto them, do you think these folks that were killed there by Pilate, even while they were offering sacrifice, were sinners above all the Galileans because they suffered such things? Verse number 3, I tell you, nay. No. No. No, they're not. The Lord says, they were not. Nay. But except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Is the Lord saying, if you don't repent, Pilate's going to come along and kill you? No. He's bringing it home to them that there's not a thing of some of us better than the others. We're sinners before the Lord. And the destruction that faces a sinner that is rejecting the goodness, grace, and love of the Lord Jesus Christ and the great salvation that He's provided through the Lord Jesus Christ will face a destruction worse than that. Let's read on. That was the occasion about the Galileans that the Lord brought, or those folks brought to the Lord. In verse number 3, verse number 4, He brings up another one. One that He had heard talked about amongst the people. And maybe it wasn't even in the Jerusalem Herald there, or the newspaper, or the news flash when it was told. But He knows of this one and the thoughts of people. And He says in verse number 4, are those 18 upon whom the tower in Siloam fell? He brings this one to them. They didn't ask Him. They asked Him about the Galileans. He asked them about these 18 upon whom the tower in Siloam fell and slew them. Think ye that they were sinners above all men that dwelt in Jerusalem? Now He's going to bring it home. But here the Lord says, what about the ones killed at Siloam? He said, I'm going to bring it home to you. Those killed here in Judea, in Judah. Those killed here in Jerusalem, right? You're living at Jerusalem. Aren't you better off than living up in Galilee? Out of Galilee ariseth no prophet. See the contempt that's there? The contempt and the class envy, the big eyes and the little U's kind of attitude that is there. He said, what about those? Do you think that those were sinners above all men that dwelt in Jerusalem? Verse number 5, I tell you, nay. He says, listen, folks, I'm telling you, no, they were not. They were not. What's He go on to say, as He said before in verse 3, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish.
Now, as I said earlier, we just celebrated another new year, but there's no guarantee that you or I will be here to celebrate this same time next year. Now is the time to be doing for the Lord. Now is the time to be seeking His will. Lost or saved, it's the same question. Do you have another year? And if you're lost and you die, then you'll spend an eternity in hell. And if you're saved, the Lord has a work for you to be doing, and you need to be doing it now. Because when you die, it'd be a shame to hear the words, saved so as by fire, instead of, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Now, for more information about this message, or about any of the other messages from Independence Baptist Church, you can log on to our website at www.independencebaptist.org, or you can write to us at P.O. Box 70, Forestell, Missouri, 63348. You can email us or write to us again with any questions, comments, or concerns about anything that you hear on this broadcast or anything that you see on the website. We do encourage you to write to us with any of those questions or concerns. Now, you're also welcome to join us for worship services. Our Sunday morning services start at 10 a.m., Sunday afternoon services start at 4:30 p.m., and Wednesday night Bible study starts at 7. We do want to thank you again for listening this morning, and we do want to encourage you to tune in again next week at 8 a.m. for the continuation of this message, Do You Have Another Year?